Hi, this is Emily.
And this is Maddie.
And this is Spill the Mead.
Folk Tales. Once upon a time.
We are now visually recording. Folktales, not this episode. But listen, we did our last one, and we are posting it in parts on TikTok and Instagram. You guys have to follow. Yes. It's really, really great.
Oh my God.
Because when you listen to this podcast, you don't know, Maddie and I are very expressive people.
Oh, man. We, like, have to limber up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've, like, pulled some muscles just recording episodes.
We're a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, you could probably guess with, like, our voices are also very expressive. Right, but, like, yeah.
We're actively, like, doing a handstand right now. Like, you would have no idea.
I just did a backflip. I'll do another one.
Yeah. Whoa, that one was, like, real good.
That was good. I stuck the landing on that one. It was pretty good. But anyways, we're doing that. You guys have to follow and look at all that and watch our dumb faces be all expressive. God. It's so fun.
Please do it.
Yeah. But right now, we're going to do Folktales 25. This is, because we don't do a lot of ones from China, and this is a Chinese one.
Okay, okay.
And it is Li Qi Slays the Serpent.
Whoa, no, yeah. We would remember that.
We would remember that.
Ooh, okay. Scorpio full moon.
Yeah, okay. In Fukien, F-U-K-I-E-N. I'm going with Fukien. In Fukien, in the ancient state of Yue, stands the Yung mountain range, whose peaks sometimes reach a height of many miles. To the northwest, there is a cleft in the mountains once inhabited by a giant serpent, 70 or 80 feet long and wider than the span of 10 hands.
Ah!
It kept the local people in a state of constant terror and had already killed many commandants from the capital city and many magistrates and officers of nearby towns.
Oh my God, he's aggro.
Yeah. Offerings of oxen and sheep did not appease the monster.
Oh God.
By entering men's dreams and making its wishes known through mediums.
What?
It demanded young girls of 12 or 13 to feast on.
Dude.
Whoa.
That's fucking pretty metal.
That's metal as hell. It mentors their minds while they... Whoa.
And okay. Like mediums and stuff, and it's like...
Right?
A child.
Oh. Ooh. That was great.
That was really good. That
damn.
That was so free.
I love that. Helpless, the commandant and the magistrates selected daughters of bondmaids or criminals.
What?
What?
That's not fair.
They didn't do anything.
Your daddy's crimes aren't your crimes.
Yeah. And kept them until the appointed dates.
Oh my God.
One day in the 8th month of every year, they would deliver a girl to the mouth of the monster's cave and the serpent would come out and swallow the victim. This continued for 9 years until 9 girls had been devoured.
Oh my God.
In the 10th year, the officials had again begun to look for a girl to hold in readiness for the appointed time. A man of Qianglo County, Li Tan, had raised 6 daughters and no sons.
All right, let's go, Li.
Come on. Qi, his youngest girl, responded to the search for a victim by volunteering. Okay, Katniss Everdeen, I volunteer as tribute. Her parents refused to allow it.
I mean,
but
yeah.
She said, "Dear parents, you have no one to depend on for having brought forth 6 daughters and not a single son. It is as if you were childless." Oh.
Okay, well.
Well, hate that.
Qi.
I could never
know your worth,
compare Qi. With Ti Zheng of the Han Dynasty, who offered herself as a bondmaid to the emperor in exchange for her father's life. I cannot take care of you in your old age. I only waste your food and clothes.
Oh my God,
since I'm no use to you alive, why shouldn't I give up my life a little sooner?
Okay, okay, okay,
what?
Qi.
What could be wrong in selling me to gain a bit of money for yourselves? But the father and mother loved her too much to consent.
Oh my God.
So she went in secret.
No! No! Oh God, okay.
Okay, but I do love, like, I'm so worried the parents were going to be like, good point.
Yeah, like, you know what? What a noble sacrifice.
Yeah, but no, they're like, fuck, no, shut the fuck up. Yeah. You're not going anywhere, babe.
Oh my God, okay. It's going to be okay. He's going to slay the serpent, and it's fine.
She just has
to do it, like, for, wait, she's going to do it?
Yeah.
Oh!
Because Li's their last name. So that was Li Tan.
Oh,
and she's
yes,
Li Qi.
Yes, yes. Okay, yep. Okay, 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 okay.
Uh-huh. Girl. Katniss Everdeen over here. The volunteer then asked the authorities for a sharp sword and a snake hunting dog. Babe.
Oh,
love her.
My God.
When the appointed day of the 8th month arrived, she seated herself in the temple, clutched the sword, and leading the dog. First, she took several pecks of rice balls, moistened with malt sugar, and placed them at the mouth of the serpent's cave. The serpent appeared. Its head was large as a rice barrel. Its eyes were like mirrors 2 feet across.
I hate that because it's like... It's like, okay, hear me out. It's like big enough to be believable, you know? It's not like this oversized, ridiculous,
yes,
like movie. It's like, ooh, like a rice bear. Like, no, I mean, obviously, I know that there's nothing sad, you know, yeah, but it's like, no, she has a chance here.
Exactly. There, you know, is a, yeah, she could do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not likely, but she could.
It's not like a Disney Hercules fighting fucking Hydra, like giant towering over,
exactly,
you thing. Exactly. Like, no, she can.
I'm
70, 80 feet. That's big.
It's big. I'm imagining a slightly smaller or like maybe even just like skinnier version of the basilisk in Harry Potter.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I like that.
So I will have to say we're almost at the end. I am worried about the dog. I'm just going to put that out there, mm-hmm, that I don't like that there's a dog involved.
I don't love that.
No. Okay. Anyways, the rice balls are out there. Okay. Smelling the fragrance of the rice balls, it opens its mouth to eat them.
Same.
Then Li Qi unleashed the snake hunting dog, which bit hard into the serpent. Pup.
Yeah, that's a good doggo that right
is,
there.
The best. Like, it wasn't even phased. It wasn't like, usually the serpents I'm hunting are very, very small.
No, like
it was like,
say,
that's a serpent. I get serpent.
Say the word. Say the word.
I got
honey.
You, Li Qi.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Bit hard into the serpent. Li Qi herself came up from behind and scored the serpent with several deep cuts.
Oh my God. Teamwork.
The wounds hurt so terribly that the monster leapt into the open and died.
Oh, wow.
Boom, done.
Yeah.
Li Qi went into the serpent's cave and discovered the skulls of the 9 victims.
Okay.
She sighed as she brought them out, saying, "For your timidity." Is that how it's pronounced? Timidity. Timidity.
Cute.
"You were devoured. How pitiful."
Gee.
Girl.
I was so
on
all
your
about...
side.
Okay, wow. Well, that's...
Onions have layers and Li Qi has layers.
It's just like,
she's
obviously...
She's a bad bitch and judgy as fuck.
I was gonna say, it's like, obviously not all of us can be giant serpent slayers, you
and
know?
And also, like, she absolutely expected to die. It's not like she was like, bitch, I can absolutely do this. And then she did. Like, this is easy. Like, no, she was like, parents, I'm gonna go, like, I'm done. Like, this is it for me. I'm gonna die. God. You get your money.
She
like,
had doggo for the assist.
Yeah,
the other
also
ones
that.
Were just in that, probably in that same mindset of, like, I'm just gonna sacrifice myself and,
right?
Like, trying to, like, have a noble death. So
but now
I guess
just
maybe
like,
don't judge.
Yeah, she's going around just fucking judging people after.
This little bitch. She's
yeah,
like,
right? What the fuck? We're at the, like, last tiny little section.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slowly, she made her way homeward. The king of Yue learned of these events and made Li Qi his queen.
Okay.
He appointed her father magistrate of Qianglo County, and her mother and elder sisters were given riches. From that time forth, the district was free of monsters. Battled celebrating Li Qi survived to this day.
How old was she?
It doesn't say.
Didn't
she was the youngest,
like 10 or 11?
I believe.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, I thought it said, like, the serpent wanted, like, a certain age of girls or something.
Oh.
Or, like,
12. Oh, yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, you're right. 12 or 13.
Okay, yeah.
Damn.
Young.
Okay,
young
well,
queen.
I guess, you know, oh, that's a young queen.
You know,
but also, I give an excuse
yes.
of, like, being a little bitchy because she's a middle
I
school
I was the
age.
Worst.
I was
13,
the worst.
Debatably.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Like, that 100%. Was, like, my rock bottom attitude-wise, for sure. Sorry, mother.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, I'll give it.
We're like, going to give her a pass on that.
Because I was going to say, like, I can't call this, like, at first I was thinking, like, 10, 11. I was like, I can't call this 10-year-old girl a little bitch.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, 13, you know, probably
I was a little
either,
bitch.
But, yeah. Oh, I, for
but
sure.
I was, though,
again,
yeah.
Apologies if you're listening to this and you knew me then. Like, I hope
oh my
that,
God. Yeah.
that was a test and you probably passed and yeah. grew from it as a person.
Yeah. God, wow, I'm so sorry. Yeah, like, I wasn't, I was just annoying, I think, more than anything.
I was just, like, bratty. Like, the things I would say to my mother.
Like, that's the thing. I wasn't really mean to other people. Like, I wasn't mean to kids. I was just mom.
Yeah, like, just such a fucking brat. Like, and I would, she would just, like, ask me how my day was. And I would have it in my head. I'd be like, don't be mean to her. Don't be mean to her. Don't be mean to her. And, like, some snotty ass shit would come out of my mouth.
Yeah, no.
Like, it just, what are you doing? Why?
Yeah.
You know, and, like, just the look on her face. I hate it.
Yeah, no, it, oh, God. Yeah, like, so many things. I'd be like, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. I'm also, like, such a fucking yapper that there was times where I'd be, like, something would, like, happen where I would know that my mom wouldn't, like, totally agree with what I did. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, don't tell her. Don't tell her anything. You don't have to. Like, you could totally keep this to yourself. And I would fucking tell her. I'm like, why am I like this?
Yeah.
Still do that, though, a little bit, so...
That's fair. Yeah, no, yeah.
Approve or disapprove, my mom has to hear everything about my life. Sorry, mama.
Yeah, no, it's okay. She's a Cancer. She's so prepared. Yeah,
she'd rather know than not know, to be honest.
Sweet thing. Yeah. My mom's a Capricorn. She's like, let's repack that, please. Like, can you hire someone?
Listen, can you keep that to your damn self? Like,
I'm just kidding. My mom's great. And we're
is absolutely lovely, but...
Okay.
She's Capricorn.
Here is something shocking. My folk tales from Africa. I just, like, love this African myth.
It really is so good.
They're, like, great lengths, and, like, they're all so good.
They're so good.
But I got out of the animal section.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I went with stories of wit and wisdom.
Love, yeah. Okay.
Alliteration also. Yeah. It's called The Girls Who Wanted New Teeth. And it's from the region of Rwanda.
Okay. Ooh, new teeth. Interesting. So, yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
I know. Here we go. A number of young girls, just whatever that means to you.
Yeah.
Agreed together to go and get teeth created for them. Just coming in hard with that opening sentence. Like, don't worry about it. Don't question it.
They're just getting teeth created for them?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yep, all right.
They're going to go get teeth created from them. But one of their companions was unable to join the party.
Aw.
Yeah. The girl's mother was dead.
Oh.
And she had a stepmother who kept her hard at work otherwise made her life a burden. So that she had become a poor, stunted, drudged, ill-clothed, and unusually dirty. Wow, man.
Cinderella.
As for going to ask for new teeth, this was quite out of the question.
This is, like,
it's instead of the ball.
So, yeah, it's new teeth. Interesting. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, we kind of know what we're signing up for here.
Sure, yeah.
Like, a little bit. God, do we? Like, how? Like,
I'm so confused about the teeth. Does everyone always need new teeth? Like, what's happening with the teeth?
The teeth is something.
Yeah.
So when her friends came back and showed her their beautiful teeth, she said nothing but felt the more and went on with her work.
Aww.
When the cows came home in the evening, she lit the fire in the kraal, K-R-A-A-L.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that the smoke might drive away the mosquitoes, and then helped with the milking. And when that was done, she served the evening meal. After supper, she slipped away, took a bath, oiled herself, and started out without anyone seeing her.
Ooh!
Go get those teeth, baby. Is that where she's going?
Cinderella getting her teeth.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Before she had gone very far in the dark, she met a hyena.
Oh!
Who said to her,
oh!
Maiden, where are you going?
Good question.
Listen, yeah, also, like, this...
there's an animal.
Yeah.
There's absolutely
an animal. I can't escape it, you guys. And no,
the
animals
just love you, and they want you to tell their story.
Yeah. No, never mind. I was going to say, like, we veered off of Cinderella, but no, she had talking animal friends.
That's true. She absolutely did. Right? Yeah,
did they converse?
Yes.
Did she converse with
those
mice?
She did. She did just with the mice, not with Bruno, the horse.
Yeah.
Only the mice could speak.
And they, like, talked back to her, though? Or was she just talking to them the whole time?
No, they talked back. Yeah, like, I can picture, I can, like, imagine their voices, their tiny little squeaky voices.
We're still on Cinderella. Okay. She answered, I'm going where all the other girls went. Father's wife would not let me go with them, so I'm going by myself.
Good girl.
Yeah. The hyena said, go on then, child of Imana.
Ooh.
Love that. And let her go in peace. Like, look at the hyena
He's like,
go on then.
Yeah, go get your teeth, girl.
Oh my gosh. She walked on, and after a while, she met a lion, who asked her the same question. She answered the same as she had done with the hyena, and he too said, go on, child of Imana.
That's so cute.
She walked on through the night, and just as dawn was breaking, she met Imana himself.
Whoa!
Okay, I thought it was her actual dad.
Oh. I was thinking it was like a god, like daughter of Eve, like son of Adam. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, I did not. I literally thought that like her father's name was
Imana. Okay, yeah.
So that was a fun little twist.
Yeah.
Oh my god, so there he was. There is Imana. Looking like a great old chief with a kind face.
Cute.
He said to her, "Little maid, where are you going?"
Aww.
She answered, "I have been living with my stepmother, and she always gives me so much to do that I could not get away when the other girls came to ask you for new teeth, and so I came by myself." And Imana said, "You shall have them." And he gave her not only new teeth, but new skin, and made her beautiful all over.
Whoa.
And he gave her new clothes and brass armlets and anklets and bead ornaments, and that's so really that cute. She looked quite a different girl.
I don't love the new skin, but I love the outfit.
New skin's a lot to unpack. Quite like a different girl.
Oh.
And then, like a careful father, he saw her on her way home.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Until they had come so near that she, wow, God, where is this going? We have like a lot left.
Yeah.
Could point out her village. Then he said, "When you get home, whatever you do, you must not laugh or smile at anyone, your father, your stepmother, or anyone else." And then he left.
What? Or else what?
Okay, I think like it's safe to say we have like veered off of Cinderella.
Cinderella's gone.
Yeah, we lost that.
That's out.
Skin.
Yeah.
I was gonna be like the shoe, the skin. I don't know. Maybe we could stretch that. But like, okay, no, we're
all bets
we're off,
were
the
off
cuff
honestly,
now.
For the most part. Once the skin happened.
Okay.
Once the skin replacement went through.
Yeah, we signed up for that with this. Who knew? Wow. Okay. Can't smile. Or laugh at anyone ever.
Okay,
so when her stepmother saw her coming, she did not recognize her at first, but as soon as she realized, okay, now she does recognize her.
That didn't even last a full sentence at all, and now she recognizes her.
Oh, wait, there you are.
Yep.
When she recognized who the girl was, she cried out, "She's been stealing things at the chief's place. Where did she get all those beads and those bangles? She must have been driving off her father's cows to sell them. Look at that cloth. Where did you get it?" The girl did not answer. Her father asked her, "Where did you pick up these things?"
That's a great question.
Yeah, and still, she absolutely did not answer.
Okay, well, you can't, like, laugh or smile, but you can't answer questions, baby girl.
I was going to say, yeah, this is one that of those, like, just, deal. Like, tell them what happened.
Yeah.
Like listen, okay, I did sneak out.
However,
yeah,
I'm special because Imana helped me.
Yeah, and, like, we're total buds now. He, like, escorted me home. Just, like, can't laugh or smile, and honestly...
Yeah, so don't try to make me laugh or smile.
I was pretty fucking miserable here anyway.
Yeah.
So,
God,
seems like an even split.
Wait, did he say she can't laugh or smile, period, or at people?
It says must not laugh or smile at anyone.
At
your father or your stepmother or anyone else.
Okay.
It's like the exact.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so. So maybe like when she's by herself.
Yeah, in private she can smile.
She can get all the giggles out.
Yeah, I was going to say she can scroll through TikTok and laugh and smile and everything.
Okay. Okay, see like
in
we
private.
Can,
she can read a funny book.
We can work with this. Uh-huh. She's not saying shit. So after a while they left her alone. The stepmother's spiteful speeches did not impress the neighbors, who soon got to know of the girl's good fortune.
Mm-hmm.
And before 3 days had passed, a respectable man called on her father to ask her in marriage for his son.
Whoa.
The wedding took place.
Wow.
In the usual way. Okay. And she followed her young husband to his home. This, wow, damn, we are just flying.
Yeah.
There, everything went well.
Okay.
But they all, his mother and sisters, and he himself, thought it strange that they never saw her laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay,
she's
this
just
is,
depressed.
Yeah. Just tell them. Be like, listen, I'm really happy. Yeah. Like, this is tight.
Yeah.
I just, like, the look on my face is what I tell you all the time, Emily. The look on my face is not a reflection of how I feel about you. This is just my fucking face.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Like, after the usual time, a little baby boy was born.
Oh, good for them.
Mm, to the great joy of his parents and grandparents.
She's not going to smile at this little baby. That's going to fuck this baby up. That is, like, it's like a thing. It's called, like... I don't know. There's like a name. It like psychologically it like fucks kids up when their parents are like too stoic.
Oh God. Yeah. Oh no. Oh God. Okay. Well, again. Uh-oh. Again, all went well.
Okay. All so, right.
Oh,
she's healthy. He's healthy.
Till the child was 4 or 5 years old.
Okay.
That's a lot of years.
Time is just whipping by.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing great.
We are flying.
Here. Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah. She's done a great job.
Uh-huh.
At keeping her part of the bargain that she did not agree to.
Nope. Yeah. He absolutely like just like bargain. Threw that on her.
Yeah.
Right before
like,
he left.
I just wanted teeth.
Yeah, that's all I wanted. I didn't even ask for any of this shit.
No, like, you re-skinned me. Like, why? Like, yeah. I didn't. My skin was fine. I, like, whose is this? Like, I don't, God, you know. I hate it. Okay, the child is 4 or 5 years old when, according to custom, he began to go out and herd the calves near the hut.
Wow. That's a capable child.
Yep, not just a calves. Like, little, you know, little boy, little calves.
That's very cute.
It's a very cute little bit. Like, as far as child labor goes, it's a very cute.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll take it. It's folktales. Yeah,
you know, like, it's folktales.
And that's folktales, baby.
That's folktales, baby. One day, his grandmother, who had never been able to satisfy her curiosity, said to him, "Next time your mother gives you milk, say you will not take it until she smiles at you."
Oh, come on. She's not gonna, so.
Tell her, if she does not smile, you will cry. Come on, dude.
That's just fucking manipulative.
Oh my God. And if she does not do so, then you will die?
That's real fucking manipulative.
Wow. Okay, so he did as she told him.
All right.
But his mother would not smile.
Atta girl.
He began to cry.
Yeah.
She paid no attention. And he went on screaming and presently died.
They wrapped
his body in a mat and carried it out into the bush.
What?
For the Banya Ramanda do not bury their dead, and they left it there. No, he died.
But that's, no.
He cried himself to death?
No.
You can't cry yourself to death. Listen, I would have done it by now.
Yeah. Yes. Let me tell you. Also, you can't just, like, say things and it, like, become true. Like, how did Grandma seriously say, like, and this is what's gonna happen, you're gonna fucking die? And also, why would she? What is wrong with her?
Because she's like, I'm so curious.
I have so many issues with this. Okay, wow, what the fuck. Okay, I did not bargain for child death, but here we are
again.
Okay.
We are, like, way far. Remember when we thought this was Cinderella?
Wow.
Yeah,
so far from that.
Holy shit. His poor mother mourned. Yeah. But she felt she could not help herself. She must not disobey Imana's commandment. After a time, another boy was born. Okay.
All right.
When he was old enough to talk and run about, his grandmother made the same suggestion to him. And
what the fuck is wrong with that evil, evil bitch?
And with the same result.
The boy
died and was carried out to the bush.
Fuck.
Imana, come on, man. Like, come on. Like, at this come point, deal with this.
If I'm mom, I'm murdering the grandma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
if she even knows that she told them to say that,
I guess that's true.
She doesn't know. But if she knows,
I'm gonna go find Imana and be like, can we, like, work something out?
Because I've lost 2 children.
Yeah.
This isn't happening again. I also probably wouldn't be having more kids because fuck that. I'm not losing another child.
Oh,
I couldn't
mentally
handle it.
Guess what?
She has another kid. Awesome.
Again, a baby was born.
Awesome.
But this time, a bonny little girl.
A girl!
Bonny little girl.
That's, oh, that's so cute. Very cute.
When she was about 3 years old, her mother one evening took her on her back and went out to the bush where the 2 little bodies had been laid long ago.
Oh, Jesus, man. Christ.
There, in her great trouble, she cried to Imana, "Ye Baba we, O my father, O Imana, Lord of Rwanda, I have never once disobeyed you. Will you not save this little one?"
Oh.
She looked up and behold, there was Imana standing before her, looking as kind as when she had first seen him, and he said, "Come here and see your children. I have brought them back to life. You may smile at them now." And so she did, and they ran to her crying, "Mother, mother." Then Imana touched her poor, worn face and eyes, dimmed with crying. Imana touched her poor, worn face and eyes dimmed with crying and her bowed shoulders, and she was young again, tall and straight and more beautiful than ever. He gave her a new body and new teeth. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
But at what cost? He gave her a beautiful cloth and beads to wear, and he sent his servants to fetch some cows, so many for each of the boys. Okay. Then he went with them to their home. Okay. The husband saw them coming and could not believe his eyes. He was too much astonished to speak. He brought out one stool, which every hut contains, and offered it to the guest.
Yep, that's the guest stool.
Oh, that's cute. But Imana would not sit down yet.
Okay.
He said, "Send out 4 more stools. So the man sent and borrowed them from neighbors, and they all sat down, and he and his wife and the 2 boys, and Imana in the place of honor. Okay.
Are you crying?
I got really close. The idea of her children coming back to life and running up and hugging her, and then like the dad opens his door and his dead children are standing there alive, and well, are you kidding?
And she finally like gets
this smile. Is like the most emotional I've gotten from a folktales. Holy fuck.
Yeah, no, I haven't looked up in a long time and like, oh
yeah, I fuck. Oh god, kid stuff gets to me, man.
I know. That's the sweet.
Oh god. Okay, god. And now I'm also like filled with anxiety that he's gonna like take them back.
Okay. We have a bit left. Okay. So he's sitting at the place of honor, and then Imana said, "Now look at your wife and your children. You have got to make them happy and live comfortably with them. You will soon enough see her smiling at you and them. It was I who forbade her to do so." Okay. I forbade her to laugh. And then some wicked people went and set the children on to try to make her do so, and they died. Okay, Imana's gonna throw that bitch under the all bus. All right,
great. Yep.
Imana, come good. On. Okay, all right, yeah. Right. "Now I have brought them back to life. Here they are with their mother. Now you see that you live happily together. As for your mother, I'm going to burn her in her house because she did a wicked thing. I leave you to enjoy all her belongings because you have done no wrong." Then he vanished from their sight. That's like his shtick. He's going to drop a fucking bomb on you and then just dip.
Whoop.
Yeah, yep, see you gone. In another 15 fucking years or whatever the hell. I'm going to burn her in her house. That's what I'm going to do.
And you get all her stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting all her stuff out of there.
Yeah.
Putting her in there. Yeah. This is The Sims where you, like, put fireplaces everywhere, cover the floor in rugs, take out all the doors and windows.
Yeah.
Light those puppies up and see what happens.
Okay. He vanished, and while they were still gazing in astonishment, a great black cloud gathered over the grandmother's hut. There was a dazzling flash followed by a terrible clap of thunder, and the hut with everyone and everything in it was burned to ashes. Before they had quite recovered from the shock, Imana once more appeared to them. Oh, he's back.
Whoa!
In blinding light, and said to the husband, "Remember my words, and all shall be well with you." A moment later, he was gone.
Again.
Yep, the end. Well, I loved it.
Whoa.
That was like, whoa, man.
That was the longest 2 pages of my life.
That was long, huh? And not just because I'm a slow reader.
That was just, there was a lot packed into that.
Oh my god, now I'm like shaking.
Yeah.
I just like powered through. Like, that was like, that a lot. We thought that was going to be Cinderella.
Holy shit.
The stepmom.
What?
Like,
the fuck?
She just had like a hard childhood, like just to build character.
Yeah.
Like.
No. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, she took that little girl and went and cried in the woods. Oh my god.
I can't. And the fact that, like, now she has her 3 babies.
Yeah,
like, oh god. I was so scared that they were going to take the kids away again. Oh my god, yeah, I was so scared. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Well, after that emotional one, let's fucking get into The Ugly Son.
Oh, cool.
From Japan.
Are you guys new here? Is this your first episode? Sorry. Folk tales are all over the place.
Right. That's folktales, baby.
All right. Well, here
we go. All right. The Ugly Son from Japan. Long ago, a gambler had a son whose eyes and nose looked as though they had been squashed together by main force. This made the young man outstandingly ugly.
God,
that's
dude.
Fucking mean. It's just mean of you to say.
It is
just rude.
It is. That is like just a vile thing to say about somebody.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right. His parents were wondering how on earth they were to get him married when they heard that a rich man was seeking a handsome bridegroom for his beloved daughter. They let the rich man know that the fairest youth in all the land wanted to marry the girl. Why would they say that?
I don't know.
They themselves think that their sweet, sweet son is ugly. Like, yeah. I could never imagine. I don't know.
Oh my God.
There is nothing that could happen to my children that would make me think of them as being ugly.
No.
The rich man accepted the match and set a date for the betrothal. Wow. Like, no proof. He's just, like, going for it.
Okay.
On the couple's first night, the brotherhood of gamblers gathered in borrowing finery and escorted the young man to his bride, doing their best to hide their faces under a brilliant moon.
I'm really nervous.
Are they going to be so mean to him? The groom looked quite presentable among them.
Oh, God. So, like, they're all hooded? Did they see him?
And he looks presentable. Is he also hooded? Okay.
I guess. Or, like, he's in the night.
I guess. This is how he began his nightly visits to the girl in accordance with custom. Okay. But all too soon came the dreaded night, the one that would seal the marriage forever.
Oh, God.
When the young man would have to lie with his betrothed right through dawn and into day. Oh, because it's so dark that you can't see. Okay. Oh, undaunted, God, okay. The gamblers thought up a plan. One of them got up over the ceiling of the couple's room, trod the boards till they creaked and groaned, and bellowed in a terrible voice, "Fairest youth in all the land!"
Okay, so they're like, they're in on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The household quaked to hear him, for they recalled countless stories of supernatural visitations that had started exactly this way. The terrified groom called back, "I hear I'm the one people call fairest youth in the land. What do you want?"
They're just like going to gaslight
this girl. Yeah. Three times a voice over the ceiling roared, and three times a groom replied. The family wanted to know why he answered at all. "I couldn't help myself," he explained.
"I'm just some motherfucking brave. That's
yeah,
why."
What the fuck?
Yeah, hello.
"The daughter of this house," the demon bellowed, "has been mine for 3 years, and I want to know what you think you're doing sleeping with her."
This is just, like, real problems.
They're
like,
manipulating. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, "Wait, what are you doing? This wasn't the plan." He's like, "No, for real."
Yeah. Like, though. Yeah. Yeah. They're just going to manipulate the shit out of this girl.
Yeah, the whole damn family.
Yeah. But, stammered the groom, "I had no idea. I didn't know. Please don't hurt me." "You nasty sneak," the demon roared. "I'll ask you just one thing before I go. Which do you cherish most?
Okay, cute.
Your life or your looks?"
Never mind. What? I thought he was going to say, like, "You can be handsome forever, or you can marry her,"
oh,
or something. I'd be
that
like,
would have been good, too.
It is gaslighting, but...
Yeah, I mean, this is, like...
But, okay, your life or your looks,
this
okay.
is a great trick, honestly.
I mean, like, if you're gonna...
This is a smart way to be terrible.
Yeah, I'm not, like, saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying that they did it in this folk tale, and...
It worked.
And, you know, maybe
probably.
If people weren't so horrible, then maybe they wouldn't have to be gaslit.
Okay. Any of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't even know if these people are shallow.
Right. And also, like, we'll see if this even works at all. Because, honestly, we don't know. Because I said, and it worked, but I don't know if it works. We'll
what
see.
What if the girl looks just like him?
Does he even know? Has he seen her? Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Okay. "How can I answer that?" protested the bridegroom. "I think that's pretty easy. I would definitely rather have my life than my looks."
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's easy peasy.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. His mother and father-in-law. Oh, because he wants them to be like, "You have to choose your life. You have to choose your life." So that it was like their choice.
Okay.
And then they feel bad.
Okay.
That's brilliant.
God, my God.
They're so again, they are smart at being terrible.
They are.
His mother and father-in-law whispered frantically to him that he shouldn't mind his looks as long as he kept his life. "Tell him your looks," they said. He obeyed.
Yeah.
The demon replied with a horrid sort of sucking noise. Oh.
I feel... Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
First of all. God, this is going to be some frustrating fucking trope where it goes great, but then they, like, take it one step too far and he's going to fall through the fucking ceiling or some dumb
right?
shit.
Right? Yeah.
Like, I'm nervous, but I mean, like,
oh, no.
The gaslighting. Folk tales really makes you learn some stuff
about
yourself.
People. Yeah. Wow.
Like, wow.
Okay, the groom screamed, buried his face in his arms, and collapsed. He is committing to the bit.
Yeah.
The demon left. Okay. Yeah, he's like pretending that they maimed his face.
He's like, ow.
What had happened to the groom's face? A lamp was brought in, and by its light, they saw that his eyes and nose looked as though they'd been jammed together. Oh, if only I'd told him my life. He really is committing to the bit.
Don, now you look like a shallow
he
asshole.
He sobbed. Yeah. How can I... He's trying to make them feel bad, though. Be like, no, we'll
but yeah,
you.
That's not fucking necessary.
No, he's
like,
being a dick. This
we
is
could
terrible.
Have, this could have ended.
Yes.
Like, come on.
He's being fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But he's smart about it, goddammit.
God damn it, dude.
How can I live among people with a face like this? And to think that you never once saw me as I used to be. What an awful mistake it was to get involved with a girl claimed by a horrible demon.
Okay.
Wow.
See what I'm saying?
Asshole.
Like, it wasn't great. See, now I can't root for you anymore.
No. No, he's gone beyond.
Yeah, no,
like,
I was...
Now it's all her fault?
Yeah, no. What the fuck?
And she can't say anything about how he looks because then he's going to be like, it's your fucking fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay. What? No. I was trying to be on his side.
Yep. Well, moved by this complaint, the girl's father promised him his fortune in compensation. In fact, to the young man's entire satisfaction, his father-in-law took excellent care of him and even built a separate house for him on the pretext that the present one's possibly faulty location may have had something to do with the calamity. The young man lived a very pleasant life indeed.
The end?
The end.
Wow. Okay. What a beautiful story about the pros of lying. I just, like... folktales is a lot. Yeah. Again, like, you go through a lot of different things, and then you're like, what am I rooting for? And then...
Where am I? What just happened?
New skin.
Am I on drugs?
Yeah.
I have a lot of
questions.
What's
the moral?
I have a lot of questions when we read folktales, that's for sure.
Yeah, wow.
All right, do you have another one,
Maddie? I sure do.
Great.
It's Stories of Wit and Wisdom. This is from the people of... Is it Tanzania or Tanzania?
Tanzania.
Okay. And it is called... The Kimya Kellis Bananas.
That, say that again right now.
The Kenya. Is that why you wanted me to say it so I'd fuck it up?
No, it sounded so good. And you said it so confidently, but your face was so cute just now when you totally failed that. You were like so excited in your face.
I want to tell you. The Kenyam Kella.
That sounds so cool, though. I don't know. That just, like, the first time it really rolled off your tongue.
God, just staring at the first two lines of this. Oh, no. What have I done?
Is it a lot of hard words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I struggled with Tanzania.
Just go for it.
The
just
Kenyam, like, Kella, though. I'm not going to fuck that one up.
That again. Just sounds so good.
Okay. My apologies to the people of this region. I'm going to try my best. Okay. Near Munkanole.
Okay.
In the Zaromo country.
Okay.
There was once a hollow tree.
All right.
Haunted.
Ooh.
By the Kenyam Kella.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. Ooh,
hell
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh. It's a spooky one. It's a spooky one. Two boys from Munkanole, Mahimbwa and Kibwana.
Okay.
Okay, Mahimbwa and Kibwana. Strolling through the woods, happened to come upon this tree and saw that the ground had been swept clean all around it, and there was a bunch of bananas hanging from a branch.
Interesting.
They took the bananas down, ate them, and went home quite happy.
Yum, yum.
Yeah, they're like nice. There's like not even anything... standing in my fucking way.
No, they're filled with potassium. They're good to go.
Love that. What a good day with your friend.
Yeah, how cute.
But that night.
Oh, no.
When they were both asleep in the boy's house. The boy's house has quotations around it.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
So there's some information.
His house.
Mm-hmm. So in the boy's house of their village, they were awakened by a queer noise and saw the one-legged, one-armed Kenyam Kella.
Oh God, I want to know what it looks like.
Standing in the doorway, and he called out to them, "You've eaten my bananas. You must die."
Oh, well, that seems a bit extreme, to be honest.
And with that, they were suddenly hit by stones flying out of the darkness.
What the fuck?
There was a regular rain of stones, lumps of earth, and even human bones.
What?
The boys jumped up, ran out, and took refuge in another hut, but the stones followed them there. This went on for 4 motherfucking nights, you guys. This
what?
Went on for 4 nights.
They're
how
getting
annoying.
Slowly, like, stoned to death?
Yeah, then a doctor... named Kikwilo decided to take the matter in hand. Okay, yeah, okay. Call a fucking doctor.
You know what? You need a doctorate.
You
to
need
deal with
someone.
This shit.
You need something. Okay. Wow.
This requires a professional. That's for sure.
He said to the boys, "You've eaten the Kenyam Kella's bananas.
Yeah,
that's why he comes after
doc.
You."
Yeah, Doc, listen, we've been thinking about this every time a goddamn rock or human bone hits our bodies.
Yeah, no, I know. So then the doctor took a gourd, 2x7 small loaves of bread.
14?
Yep,
okay.
There's that. A fowl.
All right.
Some rice.
Yum.
And some bananas.
Delish.
And went to the Kenyam Kella's tree, where he laid the things down, saying, "The boys are sorry for what they did. Can you not leave them alone now?"
That's all I got to.
Yeah.
Like, this man has a whole PhD.
Yeah, right. And he's like, "Can you stop, please?
You took his food, you give him your food."
Look
and
at
say,
all of this.
Please stop.
Yeah. That night,
the Kinyamkela appeared again to Mahimbwa and Kidwana and said, "It's all right now. The matter is settled, but don't let it happen again."
Okay, fair enough. We're done. They didn't die. They did not get stoned to death.
You guys, come on. Like, this was a very clear lesson. I swear to
God, if they do it again, oh my God.
So there was peace in the village, and all would have been well if the business had stopped there.
Oh, no.
But there was a certain man. Okay, it's not them.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. At least the boys learned their lesson. Also, like...
I hope so.
Not their fucking fault. There was a tree. It had bananas. They ate it.
Like put a sign out there.
Right? Exactly. Like, say in a spooky voice, like, "Leave my bananas alone."
I was going to say, like, maybe having a giant cleared out area wasn't the way to go. Maybe put some thorns.
Exactly.
Like, why make it look tempting?
You know? No, I don't know what the Kinyamkela really expected.
He likes drama, for sure.
Oh, yeah. He just, like, wanted to pick a fight, I feel like.
Oh,
he
my God, yeah. Bored. No, he woke up that day and was like, today's the day.
Yeah.
So, anyways, there's this other man named Mataula, a woodcarver addicted to hemp smoking, who was unluckily absent at the time. At the time of something.
Wow, this is the first reference to weed we have had in a folktales. Yeah. Mark that.
Tanzania.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You know what it is. So anyway, he left. When he came back and heard the story, he declared, "It's gonna be this guy?"
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He's hungry.
Okay, so he's gone while this whole thing happened. All 4 days, I don't know.
Yes.
So he's back now. He's just like on a spiritual journey.
And he's got the munchies.
He comes back and he heard the story and declared that someone must have been playing a trick on the boys.
Okay.
And he announced that he didn't made it rain rocks and bones.
Yeah.
That's like elaborate. That's
really impressive.
That's
honestly
an elaborate trick. He announced that he would sit up that night and see what happened.
Oh.
So he loaded his gun and waited. There's guns.
Whoa. What year is this?
I don't know.
All right.
So, listen, guess what? The Kinyamkela must have heard his words. As soon as it was dark, he began to be pelted with bones and all sorts of dirt.
Yeah.
And at last, an invisible hand began to beat him with a leg bone.
Jesus.
How annoying.
Christ.
To beat him with a leg bone.
This is so dramatic and unnecessary.
Yeah, I know. He could not fire, as he could see no one. And was quite helpless to defend himself against the missiles. Sorry, different page.
Yeah.
The neighbors had no cause to bless him, for they began to be persecuted.
Okay.
Similarly.
Oh, okay.
And at last, the whole population had to emigrate as life in the village became unbearable.
What the? That's the end?
Yeah. Like, why did it matter that my brother was out there smoking? Wait, like, just let the man live. What did that have to do with anything?
It had nothing to do with
my
anything.
Guy.
And I... I still am, like, stuck on, like, these poor boys just wanted some fucking bananas. Also, what did the rest of the village do? I have so many issues with that. Of folktales, there are so many where we're like, what the fuck just happened?
Mm-hmm.
It isn't often, like, every folktale that we read in an episode that happens, though. It has been every one so far.
Every single one.
We've been like, what the fuck, what the fuck,
no, yeah,
what the
this
fuck,
is a lot, and, like, you can't predict where it's going.
No! These ones are wild. I don't... It's 25. It's the multiples of 5, man, that, like, really get us.
They are, like, the best ones.
They are.
And now we have a Hungarian one.
And it will be our last one.
Take us to Hungary.
So, yeah, here we go. It's called A Stroke of Luck.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love the way that this one starts.
Yeah, let's go.
He went plowing.
Oh, okay.
He was a poor man.
He went plowing. Bum, bum, bum. He was a poor man. Bum, bum. All right.
The plow cut a furrow and turned up a lot of money.
Okay.
When he set his eyes on it, he began to speculate about what to say to his wife. He feared that she might blurt it out to the neighbors.
It's same me. Dude.
I'm a yapper.
I'm
a yapper.
I'm already on the phone with you being like, oh my God, get over here and look at this.
Guess what my husband just found. And they would be served a summons to appear before the magistrate.
Okay. If she blabs.
Okay.
Okay.
He went and bought a hare and a fish.
Okay. Yeah, obviously.
Yep. When she brought him his midday meal, he said to her after he had dined, "Let's fry a fish."
Yeah.
She said, "What do you think? Oh, how could we catch a fish here in the field?" "Come on, woman. I've just seen a couple of them when I was plowing around the blackthorn shrub." He led her to the blackthorn shrub.
Yeah, well, yeah. I would also be like, yeah, you're going to have to show me that, hun. Is this more gaslighting?
I think so.
Okay.
My prediction is that he is going... Yeah, this is like textbook gaslighting, right? Okay, he's going to make her appear crazy.
Yeah.
He's going to have a bunch of crazy shit happen.
Oh, my God.
And she's going to be like, wow, that's so crazy. And she's going to tell people. And then when she brings up the plow cutting a furrow, which... I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But when she says that, they're going to be like, yeah, okay.
Oh, God.
So, you know. Okay. Wow, healthy relationship episode.
This was like... Jesus. Yeah, this was...
The manipulating episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
The full moon's in Scorpio.
Oh, that's the vibe right now. Oh, whoa. Shit. Oh, okay.
Everyone, be careful out there.
It says the woman, look, old man, there's a fish.
Okay.
Haven't I told you so? And, oh my gosh. And are people going to be like, husband, did she find the fish in the field? And he's going to be like, nope, no idea. No idea.
Oh my God. See, I don't like it.
I don't like it. And he flung an ox goad at the shrub so that the fish turned out at once. Okay.
Okay.
And then he said, let's catch a hare.
That's hopefully like not important, right? Because what the fuck is that?
Guns. In this episode also, two mentions of guns. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's catch a hare, he said. Don't be kidding me. You haven't got a gun. Never mind. I'll knock it off with the ox goad. Okay.
What's an ox goad? What's a furrow? What's a
furrow? Be right back.
Everyone just hold the fuck on.
We're doing some Googling. Okay. We Googled. An ox goad is, you're not going to like it. It's basically a cattle prod. It's a traditional farming implement used to spur or guide livestock, typically oxen, which are pulling a plow or cart. Also used to round up cattle, and it looks terrible. It is like a stick with a mean metal little spiky hook on the end. So, fucking hate that. Sometimes it's just a pointy stick.
Okay.
But anyways, basically, pointy stick. What the hell is a furrow, Maddie?
A long, narrow trench made in the ground by a plow. You know, like when you plow things and it leaves those little trenches where you're going to put the seeds.
Oh, so he straight up was just digging and there was just fucking money in the ground.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Wow. That was way simpler than I thought.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so...
Wait, what are they doing with the pokey thing?
They're going to kill a hare. Hunt a hare.
Oh, okay.
With that, which does sound very hard.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'll knock it off with the ox goad. They were going along when she cried out, look, there's a hare on the tree yonder there. And the man flung his goat at the tree and the hare fell down. They were working till the day drew to a close, and in the evening they made their way home. When they went past the church, they heard an ass braying. The man said to the woman, you know what the ass is braying? He is saying, the priest says in his sermon that soon a comet will appear, and that will be the end of the world. They went on. When they passed the city hall, the ass uttered another loud bray. The man said, the ass says, the magistrate and the town clerk have just been caught embezzling public funds.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I'm like a little lost here. Like, I don't really... Can you recap, like, just to simplify? I'm really confused.
I'm gonna give a full recap right now.
Okay, okay, thank so what you, happened? My God. Okay.
This farmer, he is plowing.
Yes.
Money turns up, and he's like, oh, fuck. If my wife hears this,
yes.
She is going to tell everybody.
Yes.
And then everyone's gonna come and try to take this money.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna owe taxes on this shit.
Yeah.
Like, the magistrate, they're all gonna come after me.
Hell yeah.
We're not doing that shit.
Terrible.
And so then he's like, I'm just gonna gaslight the shit out of her. So he goes fishing. He gets a fish.
Yes.
He goes hunting, he shoots a hare.
Yes.
He brings those back and he's like, wife, let's get a fish. I bet we could find one in the field. She's like, that's fucking crazy. They go to the field and lo and behold, there's a fucking fish. And he's like, see, told you. And she's like, that's crazy. And then he's like, hey, I bet we could get a hare in the woods. And she's like, you don't have your gun. And he's like, I'll throw this pointy stick at it. And she's like, that sounds difficult. You need a gun. He's like, I got this. And so he goes to where he had hid the hare and he throws the stick at the tree.
Okay.
And she's like, damn, you got a hare.
Holy shit.
And so now I think she's just believing whatever the fuck he says. So at the end of the day, they're like walking around town and there is a donkey going, that's pretty good.
E-oh.
And then, and he's like, you know what that donkey's saying? Mm-hmm. He's saying, God, what was the first one? The priest will say in his sermon soon that a comet will appear and that it'll be the end of the world.
Okay, yeah.
And then again, like the fucking second one, that the magistrate and the town clerk have just been caught embezzling public funds.
This donkey needs to mind his business.
Yes.
Town crier out there.
I think he's like, I've got her trust now.
Yeah.
Now I'm just going to keep saying wild shit until she seems crazy. And then I'm going to be like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
The pastor is going to say common skin in the world.
Yep.
There's a lot of political corruption going on. What
the fuck?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. As time wore on, they were making good use of their money. The neighbors kept asking them, where did that lot of money come from? Then she said to one of the neighbor women, I wouldn't mind telling you, but you mustn't pass it on to anyone. See, she's a yapper.
She's a yapper.
And she told her that they had found the money. Their neighbor reported it to the magistrate, and they were summoned to appear before him. And when he was questioned about the money, the man denied it. Yeah. By no means did they find any money. Not a penny had been found by them.
Oh, God.
The magistrate then said, your wife will tell me.
Yeah, I'm really stressed out. She is absolutely going to do it.
Oh, God. What's the use asking her? She's just a silly woman, he said.
Okay.
What a fucking dick. The woman flew into a temper and began to shout at him. Yeah, atta girl.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you dare say that again. Didn't we just find the money when we caught the fish under the blackthorn bush?
Oh, God.
Now, Your Honor, may hear for yourself. Catching a fish in a bush? What next? Can't you remember how you shot down a hare from the tree with the ox goad? Well, haven't I told Your Honor? It's no use asking that fool of a woman. A fool you are yourself. Have you forgotten that on our way home we heard an ass braying when we passed the church, and you said that the priest was preaching that a comet would appear and that would be the end of the world? Girl, stop talking.
Yeah, come on. Can't you, like, see
what he's doing? Yeah.
By now.
Now, wasn't I right, Your Honor? It would be better to leave her alone, or she might give offense with her silly talk. The woman flew into a rage and said, don't you remember that when we were passing the city hall and the ass uttered a loud bray, you were telling me that, nope, don't say this in front of the magistrate,
God,
baby
God,
girl.
Oh, God,
that the magistrate and the town clerk had just caught out. And the magistrate jumped to his feet and said to the man, take her home, my good man. She seems to have lost her wits. The end.
Okay. That was Folktales.
That was Folktales 25. We've done 25.
That one is going to stick with me for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, again, if this was your first episode, Folktales are always a lot and usually, like, not themed so perfectly. Usually we're like delighted that maybe a couple of them have a cat in them. How cute.
Yeah.
It's the cat episode, yeah. But it's not just like total like mental torment.
Yes.
Like, the theme of all of them.
Psychological torture in every episode. Okay. Well, that was Folktales 25. Okay.
Bye.
Am I okay?
I don't know.